What would you probably call them?
I would call them beans.
Okay.
Or regular green beans is what we would normally call them.
When you want to get the beans out of the pod, you say you have to...
call the peas.
And what's the difference between butter beans and lima beans?
None.
Do people use the term lima?
Yeah. Lima and butter beans refer to the same thing, and they come in about 8 or 9 varieties. Some of them are purple, some of them are striped, some of them are speckled, some of them are white, some of them are small white, some of them are large white.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all kinds.
And you take the tops of turnips and put them in.
Growing turnip greens.
What other kinds of greens besides turnips do you use?
We use turnip greens, mustard greens, collard greens. What the hell was the other one I said a while ago? The white head. What is it? Cabbage greens, you don't want to call it that. That's referred to as green. Cauliflower.
Mm-hmm. And you
said, did I say broccoli?
Yeah,
and then you have, what is it? Brussels sprouts.
And something that looks kind of like
then you have, then you have poke greens.
Uh-huh.
And you come from Georgia, you ought to know what the hell that is. You know?
What
is it?
It's a plant that's got berries on it.
Poke green? I've never seen any berries on them. They grow here.
Mm-hmm.
How come y'all's got berries on ours, don't?
I don't know. I think the berries, if you let the plant get pretty big,
maybe
you wouldn't want to eat it anyway.
Poke green, they look just like mustard, right? That's what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
And it almost tastes like mustard, but it's not.
What about something that you put in a salad that looks kind of like cabbage? Oh,
lettuce?
And if you wanted to buy some, you might ask for 2 or 3...
heads.
Would you ever use the word heads talking about children? Like if someone had
5
children, you say
you
have 5 heads of children?
What if
someone had 14 children? You say you really have...
Well, you say
I
got a hell of a lot of kids.
Did you ever say tassel?
Mm-hmm.
And the outside of the ear of corn is called
the shuck.
And the stringy stuff.
That is the, well, in what stage?
Well, that you...
In what stage?
When you are ready to eat the corn.
When you're ready to eat the corn, that is, we refer to that as the hair. Then when it gets dry, let's see what it is. In the different stages, a different name. But when it's green for roasting ears, that is the hair.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
That's the tassel.
What is roasting ears exactly?
It's
is that a particular variety? Or?
No. You can get roasting ears out of any kind of corn.
Mm-hmm.
It's a immature ear corn. In its green, a very green stage.
Mm-hmm.
You got sweet corn, and short corn, and field corn, yellow corn, Calahua red cob, Calahua white cob. That's another thing, comes in about 30, 40 different varieties. You got popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, corn silk, that was the name I'm trying to think of.
What's the
I don't have to correct myself there. The corn silk is when it's green. The hair, corn hair, is after it's dry.
And a little yellow crooked neck vegetable.
Crooked neck? Talking about a pumpkin? Oh, it's a little squash. Now they're crooked. They come in crooked necks.
What would you call the white, flat kind of squash?
Oh, the flat kind, little flying saucer, you talking about?
Okay.
That's not what we call them, but anyway, that's what they look like. I'm trying to think.